Now turn to part three. You will hear five different people talking about the use of computers in the classroom. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to F what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
With the growth of the internet and the computer use in the last 10 years, many teachers and students may argue over the best use of information technology in the classroom. Some say it is a distraction as there's too much information, too many resources available, which makes finding the best methods and helpful programs to improve students' knowledge of any subject very difficult. I believe that many students are experienced technology users and that computers offer a variety of learning material, from relevant software to a range of helpful websites that use video and sound recordings which can be used with traditional school syllabuses. I understand the other points of view on the subject and may share some of their ideas, but I'm not totally against the use of computers in the classroom.
Speaker 2.
Computers can be a great help in the classroom, providing that students work. That's the trouble with technology. It makes everything easier, but we grow to depend on it. I have prepared whole classes using my laptop in the past, only to arrive and find the battery has gone, or the city doesn't work, or Windows has crashed. At times like these, you need to be good at improvising. Saying that, in general, computers can make life much easier for the teacher. The possibility of using audio, video, or learning programs makes things more interesting for the students. It can be boring doing the same things every class. A bit of diversity is a great thing. I don't do it, but just because of that, I would advise preparing a backup in case your laptop goes on the blink.
Speaker 3. I've always felt strongly against allowing computers in the classroom. The popularity of social networking means that laptops offer too many distractions for most students to handle. How does the teacher know whether a student is taking notes or answering emails? If the teacher spends most of the class time monitoring the students with computers, she will not be able to teach effectively. Mobile phones cause enough disturbances, and we simply do not need more technology floating around the classroom, tempting the student to tune out of the teacher. But here is my dilemma as a teacher. I brought a laptop and I often use it to teach. How can I prohibit computers when I myself use one in class? Speaker 4.
I know there is some disagreement on this topic, and people are right, even if they are not in favor of using computers in the classroom. I myself believe that one failure anywhere in the system means you must go to traditional teaching materials, which is why I always see to it that I can cover the material for that day's class using backup materials. Technological glitches can be frustrating indeed, but I can imagine teaching any other way. I am a teacher of statistics, so not using computers to teach statistics would be like trying to teach someone to ride a bicycle by simply describing how to do it.
Speaker 5.
I think that using computers in the classroom, at least in my experience, is not always the best choice because a disadvantage will be the availability of computers in the classroom to each individual student. It is rare to find a school that in each classroom has a computer supply for each student. If this is the case, it would then bring about the problem of scheduling and rotating the students to the computers available. In the end, you are wasting precious hours that you might be using in more productive activities. If only a specific amount of students can be on the computers at one time, then you are dividing your classroom and not integrating it as it should be.
That is the end of part 3.